People look to Bill Monford for the best wisdom they can have when it comes to education policy. He'll be sorely missed in the Florida legislature.
That's former state legislator and current Florida State University president John Thrasher talking about Democratic Senator Bill Monford, whose term in seat 3 is up in 2020. There are 5 candidates filed with the State Division of Elections vying to replace him. Among them is Scott Maddox, who just weeks ago pleaded guilty to federal extortion and tax fraud charges.
The government dismissed 39 of the 42 counts Mr. Maddox was charged with, and he accepts responsibility for the things he did do wrong, but he wants to move on for his life, his family's life, and Tallahassee, and he hopes Tallahassee heals.
That's Maddox's lawyer, Stephen Dobson, speaking immediately after his client's guilty plea. But even with Maddox listed as an active candidate, it appears becoming a state senator won't be part of his moving on.
Mr. Maddox is filed as a candidate for state Senate seat three. He has not qualified because the qualifying period hasn't begun. It's a 1-week period. That'll be later next year.
Leon County Elections Supervisor Mark Early explains to qualify, candidates have to pay a fee and file financial disclosure documents.
But really, there's nothing to prevent him from qualifying, you know, as long as he can get there and file the papers and all of that. Statutorily, the requirements kick in when you actually take office.
Maddox is facing a maximum of 45 years in prison on the 3 charges he pleaded guilty to and will be sentenced in November, making it unlikely he'd show up in person to qualify. But even if Maddox did, Early says, the former commissioner wouldn't be able to take office anyway.
I believe one of the requirements for that seat is to be a registered voter or to have your voting rights in effect. And as now, since he's pled guilty, essentially he's convicted of a felony, and he will not be on the voter rolls much longer.
Early isn't the qualifying officer for Senate seat 3. That's under the Department of State. Though DOS did not return multiple requests for interview. Stetson University law professor Chara Torres-Spellacy specializes in election law. She says in theory there is a long shot out for candidates who are in a position like Maddox's.
Ambiguity about how long they can actually stay on the ballot, but you know, should a convicted felon quote win the election, they can't be seated in a office in Florida under the Florida Constitution unless a governor actually pardons them. But if you're talking about a federal crime, you would actually have to have a pardon from the president to get rid of a federal crime.
Maddox was once the youngest mayor Tallahassee had ever seen, and his political star rose to the level of statewide Democratic Party chair. It's unlikely he'd receive a pardon from President Donald Trump. I'm Ryan Daly.